Chapter 12, Section 2, Marketing and Business Development. The name Phoenix inspires the ideas of regrowth, of nature and of power, and this is heavily used in branding and marketing materials. The company is the largest vendor of such energy efficiency systems in Europe, providing a complete service from on-premise software package to sensor installed. Your systems currently account for 43% of the 2016 market, which is estimated at £301 million PA according to the latest analyst figures. The head of marketing discusses several successful online campaigns, its strong brand in the European industry, and a recently run customer survey that has found a good to high level of satisfaction in over 90% of the client base. Whilst the subsidiary has some competitors in Europe, most of these are offering highly custom-built solutions that are extremely expensive. The head of marketing also points to data showing the current European market is only a fraction of the £3 billion PA applicable market, and opportunities exist in growing market share, growing the current market, and also expansion overseas. In terms of growing market share, an aggressive sales and marketing plan has been developed to increase MarSH from 43% to 65% by 2021. Phoenix is considered to be the leading European technology in the space according to latest analyst reports. In terms of international expansion, there are incentives for encouraging growth in markets such as Brazil, in which currently no company is providing a well-developed product solution. The head of strategy agrees and interjects by stating, "We consider this to be a highly attractive future emerging market and one the company plans to exploit." You notice the head of sales nodding in agreement. The US market is larger and considered to be more mature. Over the last 7 years, there has been a software as a service offering in the US which uses the same sensor technology, but with the main software package provided through a public cloud and sold on a utility basis rather than a license fee, i.e. the client is only charged for when it is active and running. This has been considered successful and now commands nearly 40% of the US market. However, the US company involved has also been operating in Europe over the last 5 years. The competitor represented less than 3% of the European market in 2015, but their CEO has claimed in the press that they are growing rapidly and almost doubling in size each year, with £15 million in revenue in 2015. Though the competitor has not announced its final figures for 2016, it's estimated by some reports to be around £25 million. The head of sales adds that this is not a truly digital business, as it still requires install of the sensor, either by the client or through a consultancy, and connection of the sensor to the public service. They state the US competitor might have a cloud-based solution, but they lack our relationships. The CIO comments that the US solution provides some features that Phoenix does not have, including cross-company reporting, industry analytics, and a public API. There are also a number of other companies building products on top of this competitor's public API, and their CEO describes a fairly active development community is growing around this. The chief digital officer, who also runs the product group, adds that we will be building a cloud service. You sense a bit of tension here. You're aware that the organization was recently restructured with a younger and more dynamic CDO brought into the company. The CIO, the last remaining member of the original team who founded the company, has found herself more sidelined to internal IT and data management. The CDO comments that there have also been recent social media stories about the US competitor eating up the business models of some of those product companies that have built on their API by adding similar capability into their own system. The head of sales suggests that the competitor is struggling to find its way and is being forced to resort to such cannibalistic action. He adds that we rarely come across the US company in competitive tenders, and in any case there are security concerns cited by some clients due to their cloud approach.